There's the sound of the great kingly beast. I think it's time to leave this story of the mountains and valley of Little Tiger and travel on. If you use your imagination with me, we can see the great kingly beast is placing the moon and stars back into the black box. And now, the beast is opening the golden box for another day to begin. As the sun rises into the sky, you can imagine that we can look down from that sun. We can see a farm. And in the middle of the field on that farm, there stands a large tree. That tree's providing some very welcome shade on a hot summer day. In the shade, there stands three animals: donkey, horse, and goose. Let's see what lesson is learned by these animals in their story. It was a hot, hot summer day. No breeze to cool a sweaty brow. Oh my, what a hot, hot summer day. Horse, donkey, and goose stood in the shade of the tree trying to stay cool. Horse said, "Oh my, it is hot. I need something to cool me." Donkey said,
"Eee-aw, I have an idea. How about some ice cream?"
Goose said,
"Yes, yes, yes. That's a fine idea, a grand idea. But where will we get the ice cream?"
"Eee-aw," said Donkey.
"I know. I'll go to Cow. She makes the best cool, creamy ice cream for these hot, hot summer days."
So Horse and Goose agreed that Donkey should go to Cow and get ice cream for them all to enjoy. Donkey left his friends, and he started down the road. Past the babbling stream that flowed happily along, he went until he came to the red barn where Cow made ice cream.
"Eee-aw,"
said Donkey to Cow. "I'd like some ice cream. Ice cream to share with my friends on this hot summer day."
Cow was always happy to share her ice cream with the other animals. She filled one bucket with cool, creamy vanilla ice cream and put a top on it. A second bucket she filled with rich, dark chocolate ice cream and put a top on it. Last, she filled a third bucket with delicious pink strawberry ice cream with juicy red berries inside and put a top on it. Donkey thanked Cow, and carrying the ice cream on a stick across his shoulder, he started back to his friends.
Now, as I said,
it was a hot, hot summer day. No breeze to cool a sweaty brow. Oh my, what a hot, hot summer day. As Donkey carried the ice cream back to his friends, he started to think, as best a donkey can think. He said to himself,
"Eee-aw, it is a hot, hot summer day. This ice cream is going to start melting. Maybe I'd better stop here and just lick a little bit of the ice cream, the melted ice cream off the top so that it does not spoil the rest of the ice cream."
Donkey stopped by the side of the road and opened the bucket of vanilla ice cream. It had melted just a little on top. Donkey licked that melted ice cream. Donkey enjoyed that. He next opened the chocolate, and it was also melted a little on top, so he licked the chocolate. Finally, he opened the strawberry, his favorite ice cream. Without a thought of licking just the melted ice cream, he dipped his tongue deep into the bucket. "Mmm," said Donkey as he licked his lips. Now, Donkey, he turned back. That vanilla ice cream.
"Eee-aw, I'm sure it's melted more on this hot day.
I'll just have to have more and more and more and more.
Around and around went Donkey, from vanilla to chocolate to strawberry. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. When Donkey stopped eating ice cream, he felt his belly. It was very full and fat. Donkey felt a little sick. Slowly, Donkey, he looked into each bucket and saw there was only a little ice cream left for his friends.
Eee-aw, said Donkey. Oh, I've eaten almost all the ice cream. Oh, my friends are going to be very angry. Oh, I'd better think of some way to trick them so that they don't think I ate the ice cream.
Donkey looked to the side of the road. He saw a way to trick his friends. There was a little stream of water. The bank of that stream, it was ooey, gooey, brown mud.
I'll just tell my friends a little lie, said Donkey
as he started to work. Donkey scooped the little bit of vanilla ice cream out of the bottom of the bucket and filled the bucket with mud from the stream bank. And then he put the little bit of vanilla ice cream back on top of the mud. Again, the bucket looked like it was almost full of ice cream.
Hee-aw, said Donkey. When my friends find the mud, I'll just say it must have been Old Cow. Yes, it was Old Cow. She ran short of ice cream on this hot summer day. She put the mud in the ice cream bucket.
Quickly, Donkey finished his trick by putting mud in the buckets of chocolate and strawberry ice cream. He balanced the buckets on his stick and again continued on his way back to his friends.
Now, as I said, it was a hot, hot summer day. No breeze to cool a sweaty brow. Oh my, 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 what a hot summer day. Back under the shade tree, horse was very hot, and he wanted that ice cream to cool him.
Oh, Goose, said Horse, where is that donkey?
Goose looked down the road and saw Donkey coming slowly towards them.
There he is, Horse,
said Goose with great excitement and flapping of her wings.
There he is, come on, let's get our ice cream.
Down the road went Goose, flapping her wings, her feet barely touching the ground. Behind came Horse with his hoofs sounding clomp, 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 clomp. Horse was first to reach Donkey. He did not say a word. He grabbed the bucket of what he thought was chocolate ice cream from Donkey and headed right back to the shade of the tree. Goose was equally in a hurry to enjoy her ice cream. She grabbed the bucket of vanilla ice cream and hurried back to the tree. Horse was the first to find the trick Donkey had planned for his friends. He opened the bucket and, without looking at what he was eating, Horse took a great big scoop into his mouth. Said Horse as he spit the ice cream that tasted like mud onto the ground. Goose was no different. She took a big scoop of what she thought was vanilla ice cream into her mouth.
Nom, 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 nom.
Bleh! Said Goose as she spit out that ice cream and mud. Goose called to Donkey, who was slowly coming up the road. His head was turned down in fear and shame.
Donkey! Donkey, you did this! You put mud in our ice cream.
Eee-aw, said Donkey. I didn't do it. It must have been Cow. She probably ran short of ice cream on this hot summer day. Yes, she did it.
As Donkey said the last word, he raised his head to see if his friends believed his lie. But there was no question, no question who had eaten the ice cream. Oh, no. Horse and Goose could see the ice cream all over Donkey's whiskers. There was a patch of vanilla ice cream on one side of his mouth, another of chocolate on the other side of his mouth, and over Donkey's lip there was a great big mustache of strawberry ice cream.
"You ate our ice cream! You ate our ice cream, Donkey!"
called Goose with an angry voice.
"I can see it. It's all over your whiskers. You'll be punished. You'll be punished for this."
"Oh, Goose," said Horse in a calmer voice, "I don't think there's any need to punish Donkey. He knows what a bad thing he did to his friends. And look at his belly. Look how fat it is. I think it'll be a long time before he eats any more ice cream. And hopefully he's learned a lesson. He'll never tell another lie like that one about ice cream mud."
So ended Donkey's hot, hot summer day. A belly full of ice cream and his friends' angry words on top. Oh my, what a bad, bad summer day. There we'll leave Donkey to figure out what he did wrong. If you were Donkey, what would you do when you saw those buckets had only a little bit of ice cream left in them? Did Donkey learn a lesson?